This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I had a great time in Los Angeles. I played tourist, you know, with my son. We did the Universal Studios tour. I was soaked by the Jurassic Park ride and rode the new Simpsons ride, which is both terrifying and funny at the same time, and managed to be in the scrum for a taping of Jay Leno. So that was, yeah, that was a lot. It was fun all the way around. I mean, it was nice to go out and have fun and be a tourist and not work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he should have announced that you were in the audience.
Oh, right. Like he would know me by sight, right, on the radio. Maybe you'll hear this and you'll realize I was on the show the night Chris Rock was there, which was very funny. But that was I had a really good time. And I heard the challenge you gave for last week, and to me it sounds really tough. Will you repeat it, please?
Yes, it involved chains of C words, and I gave the example common cold cash cow, and cow college. And asked you to find a chain of C words connecting carbon to circuit. And I said, my chain has 7 words between these. Your chain doesn't have to match mine, but in each case, the words before and after have to make a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. Okay. So, what chain is it?
And you tell me, what's the answer?
Well, my answer involves 7 interior words: carbon, copy, cat, call, center, court, case, closed, and circuit. But there's a shorter change. You can go directly from copy to center. So carbon, copy, center, court, case, closed, circuit works just as well.
You know, a lot of people had fun with this. We received about 2,000 entries this past week. And from the correct entries, we randomly selected Ken Harris of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, to play the puzzle today. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to put that chain together?
Oh, just a couple of minutes.
Ooh.
I worked from the front to the back and back to the front.
Wow.
And it connected.
Sounds like you've been playing our puzzle for a while.
For a while, since the postcard days.
What do you do in Slippery Rock?
Well, I'm a retired professor of theater, and I also serve as mayor of the borough.
Oh, well then, having to give performances in both professions.
Right.
I imagine that you're ready to give your performance now on our puzzle segment.
I'm raring to go.
Listen to him. He's all set.
I love this.
I do too. We'll meet Ken. Ken, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Ken, this week's puzzle involves the letters PSU, as in Portland State University, where I spoke yesterday. Each answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts with P and the second word starts SU. For example, if I gave you the clue, what a lawyer conducts to see if an invention has been made before, you would say patent survey.
Got it.
All right. Number one, luxury accommodations at the top of a building.
Penthouse suite.
Penthouse suite is it. Number two, NBA team in Arizona.
Oh, gosh, NBA is not my thing.
Oh, Phoenix Suns.
Oh.
Phoenix Suns is it. Good.
I get it by osmosis, believe me.
Try this one. Medical procedure to improve one's appearance.
Plastic surgery.
Right. Buddy Holly hit, whose title follows the lyrics, I love you, gal. Yes, I love you.
Peggy Sue.
Go for
Peggy
it.
Peggy Sue. Women's business attire that's not a dress.
Pantsuit.
That's it. A wood court for basketball or a grass field for football. A wood court for basketball or a grass field for football.
I need help.
I know, me too.
Uh-oh, I stumped you both. It's a playing surface.
Oh, of course.
Oh, sure.
Just say AstroTurf, we would have gotten it.
How about this? Shrub that can give you a rash.
Poison sumac.
That's it. Former football star and TV sportscaster who was once the spokesman for True Value.
This is tough. This is.
I can hear those ads. Hi, this is somebody for True Value. Do you know Leanne?
Is it Pat Summerall?
Pat Summerall, good.
Okay.
Don't ask me why I have that piece of information in my head, okay?
How about this one? Chemical compound represented as K2SO4.
Potassium sulfate.
Oh, good job.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken.
How about community event where everyone brings a dish for everyone to share?
Pot luck, but it's not luck, is it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
A potluck, and then the word starting SU, a potluck synonym
supper.
For
supper.
Potluck supper,
yeah.
Is it?
Hey.
1 week before Easter.
Palm Sunday.
That's right. And your last one, like a weather forecast with some clouds.
Partly sunny.
Yay.
Partly sunny. Good job.
Ken, nice work.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the periodic table help. The chemical help, and I'll help you with sports. I think it worked out all right.
Okay, we're partners.
We are. Well, Ken, as a theater professor, we actually think you're going to enjoy our next guest. He was recently on stage in the National Theater of Great Britain's production of Phaedra and on the silver screen in the independent film adaptation of Brief Interviews with Hideous Men. And if that's not enough, he's in the movie An Education, which opens later this week in some cities. Here's Dominic Cooper in yet another performance, a reading of your puzzle prizes.
For playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents, Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. What a joy.
Oh, indeed. Wow.
What'd you think, Ken?
Terrific. I'll be doing lots of puzzles.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you, Dominic Cooper, man, he has to do all of those monologues as Hippolytus in Racine's Phaedra. He had more trouble reading the puzzle prizes than he did with any classic theater speech. Before we let you go, Ken, tell us what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WYSU in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, Ken Harris of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Will, we need a challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Think of a beverage with a two-word name. The first word has three letters and the second word has nine. Arrange the letters of the nine-letter word in a 3x3 box with the first three letters across the top, the middle three across the center, and the last three across the bottom. If you've named the right beverage, you can read down the center column to get the three-letter word. What beverage is this? So again, a beverage 3-9, arrange that nine-letter word in a 3x3 box, and the middle letters down the column will spell the three-letter word in the beverage's name. What beverage is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you will get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.